Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And yeah. Our guest today is Vanessa Orr. Are you there, Vanessa?
I am here.
Hi, Vanessa.
Vanessa the Orr.
Hi, Barbara. Hello, Jonathan.
It's great to have you back. I tell you,
it is great.
I think there's a lot of stuff in the news that's been going on. I mean, like it's been just crazy. I mean, when do you think things are going to get back to normal?
Well, normal's going to have a new meaning. Normal's going to be different. It won't look like normal if we discuss it right now, but there's going to be so much shift coming. April is a significant month for this. August is a significant month for this, coronavirus, and November. And I already have a lot of clients from around the world contacting me about projects, business projects. And but I wanted to start out with something to tell you about the reading that I did about the coronavirus and how it's going to affect Europe and United States. And I couldn't really see beyond Europe and the United States, Jonathan and Barbara, but it's going to be a major shift for everyone. And I can describe it to you. It's not as bad as you might think, but coronavirus is bad. Yeah. Also, can I tell you something else about natural disasters? They bring people together in as much as we're supposed to be isolated, but there's a lot of families that are together. And I keep seeing that 9 months from now, we're going to have a bit of a baby boom.
Oh.
So interestingly enough, I've been contacted by people from a couple of different parts of the world. They're like, I don't know if I should get into this project for breast pumps. And so I won't go into that and reveal anything about that project, but so I tested through that and gave those clients the answers that they were looking for. But that's what happens. I mean, a baby boom coming in 9 months, and so we'll have more population.
That's interesting. Why is that, though? Why?
People are isolated together.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
You were saying something about how the coronavirus is going to affect the show before the show. What did you mean by that?
I probably said not specifically a show, but of course your show is going to be growing because people are going to be coming here looking for more answers as we do more readings about coronavirus, Jonathan.
Yeah.
I will tell you that because of the shift in the market and the product and services arenas, people are being told to shelter at home, work from home, and there are layoffs. People are losing their jobs. And that's going to be okay because these people that lose their jobs or don't see a future with a company or a mediocre company is swept away in this market. You see the market crashes we've had this week. They will be starting their own companies. So we're going to have a lot of entrepreneurial new beginnings coming. That was the other thing that I saw. And because it wasn't like I was trying to look for something happy. But I asked my guides and went through about a half-hour reading, what is coming? And, we're going to have to buckle down with the future warnings. Now, these future warnings are coming, warnings that are going to be a little negative. There's going to be hostility in response to it. There's going to be aggression in response to it. It's going to get dialed up a little bit more. To have hope, and we would prefer not to encounter an elevation of aggression, but I'm going to tell you, crime will get worse. Intimidation and bullying for what you have or own. There's going to be jealousy. You shouldn't have all that. That's already happening. If you look at some of the social media, I keep an eye on social media in this neighborhood. I'm not on Facebook. It doesn't work for me, but I do keep an eye on neighbor apps, and there's already, why are you buying so much paper? You know, you have to leave something for us. And I was very surprised at a lot of the comments. Yeah, and it's understandable.
So I felt that energy so much.
Yeah.
Vanessa, I really did. At the grocery store. And, oh, my goodness, but when I went, it was late. And so, but the energy was like, if you made eye contact with somebody, it was more like a little desperation. It depends on what store.
Yeah.
This is a huge grocery chain that was just like empty. Oh, my goodness, the aisles were empty. And it was kind of like this look of shock at first in this nice elderly woman said, how are you doing? I must have looked really shocked. And I said, I'm just a little shocked. Wow.
Yeah.
And, you know, people were kind of just in slow motion. Not many people were there, just in slow motion. Just like, it was almost like we were in the Twilight Zone. So strange.
Yes, we are. We are in the Twilight Zone. That is really well put. You're not the only one who has said that. There's another psychic who has said that. Her name is Betsy Lewis, and she actually posted on Twitter and said, welcome to the Twilight Zone, and it really took me aback when she posted that. But that's where we are. And she's posted more detail about coronavirus and how it's going to impact. She predicted it last year. She predicted this virus would impact the global community.
One good thing is going to come because it makes it closer for them to be able to work on the vaccine, because it is in that it's the same family as the SARS. So they're able to study those two together. But then that is going to all of those studies. And then when they have to test it on people, that is going to take a total of 2 years. So are we going to have to stay in closed off for 2 years?
I get a no, but definitely this year. And, you know, when I did this reading, I asked my guides to please show me the most elaborative data on timing. And I probably could have done a little bit more thorough work, but I felt for our show, and I know that there's other callers that want to call in and other things that you wanted to cover, did show me that April will elevate with aggression and crime, so protect yourselves, and that August, it will be the end of temperance. What we have to do between today and August, because it will taper off after August, that aggression, and then a lull comes in where we are able to go forward and handle this identity shift that we're all going to experience on all levels. So between now and then, they showed me, my guides were so cool, they showed me the most interesting thing, and they said to me, you're going to have to go back to wartime considerations. And they brought up Queen Elizabeth to me and how Queen Elizabeth was, at the age of 18, I think she was a truck driver in the army. And so they showed me, I didn't know that this was something. I posted it on my Instagram under, it's Vomba, V-O-M-B-A, 1-1. It says under a crown, a royal crown, that they need courage, cheerfulness, and resolution from us. And when we do this, it will bring about a victory. And I thought that that's exactly the most poignant thing to do, is that instead of being jealous of what others have, we need to have temperance and patience as we go through this and wait for people who are in power. That was another thing that came up in the reading, was that people in power working right now on this, and the people, the administration and the power of, you know, the empowered sorts are going to be offering assistance to the citizens of the country. So not all nations will be so benevolent, but the European nations and the American, this, you know, United States of America. And mm-hmm. I was hoping it would encompass North America altogether, but I didn't go test all that. Will have the citizens' best interest at heart. So I'd rather see that Europe and United States pool resources and look for the proper answer to a vaccine. The other night I was talking with Jonathan, and I told Jonathan I had been shown that there's two medical students, if you will, that are not able to go to school right now. And they are working on a vaccine by breaking down the structure of the virus down to the molecular and cellular level and working on a vaccine. And they're in a library right now working on it.
That's wonderful.
And I told him, yeah, and I told Jonathan where I saw that. Interestingly enough, it's
well,
in Ohio.
And you said that you thought they would come with a vaccine pretty soon, right?
Yes, I did. And these two guys are pretty key. And but then
how
the
soon?
Next day, Jonathan, well, can I test that in a few minutes?
Sure.
I'm going to ask.
Yeah.
No, they're not going to let me. My guys aren't going to let me see that right now. But don't let me forget, and I will test that in a few minutes. But Jonathan,
and plus,
you
it's not just that,
you?
Right? Vanessa, it's like it, not just coming up with the vaccine, but then they have to test it on people to see if it works, and that's another. That takes several months.
That's a very good point. I don't think it's going to take that long. I think you have some very organized people. Now, can I tell you something? I told Jonathan the other day, I said, Jonathan, I see these two guys in Ohio. And so then I tested, where was it? And they said Cincinnati. I was shown Cincinnati. And there's a medical college there, medical school. And right after the next day after Jonathan and I had spoken, what happened is that in the news, Ohio has been hit as one of the worst case scenarios out of a lot of the states in the United States of America.
Oh, wow.
So there's your test group, Barbara.
Okay.
If you know what, sometimes
when I'm on the phone with you, sometimes I'm on the phone with you or Johnny, and I get off, and then I think, now I can play that back and listen to the show. And I'm like, oh, no, that wasn't the show. That was a conversation. And it's like I get so disappointed.
Well, that was a very good point.
That's so funny. Wow.
You're doing a lot. But, you know, I got to tell you, that was a very good question because that was exactly where I was going with that was my destination of where that could be tested is Ohio. And
I wanted
think
to
about
make another
you...
point.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Juan.
Well, this is a
point I brought up to Vanessa the other day, but it was something like this. You know, I was listening to Donald Trump give his speech, and he was going on and on about a state of emergency, and listening to it. And it seems very black on the surface, but then you start to realize that a lot of times what happens when it comes to these medicines is that it's not enough that you get some very, very, very smart person to sit down and come up with an antidote. It's not that simple. There's a lot of red tape involved. And I think what he's doing with the state of emergency is he's actually removing the red tape. He's taking the red tape and removing it so that, I mean, because I've often wondered, why does it have to take 2 years? Well, why can't it take 3 months? You know, I mean, why does it have to take that slow? You know, you understand?
Yes, I do understand. And you make that's a very valid point. And just exactly what you addressed, that is being managed right now. And I think it surprised them that there was so much red tape, you know, when they sat down and looked at it. Plus, whatever protocols are in place, those modalities, those principles, they have to look at law, and they also have to like ask the question, does this apply to the coronavirus? And since this coronavirus, apparently it performs at 20 times the aggressive rate of a flu. So you think how quickly a flu can set in, and you know, you just don't feel so well, but you think you're going to bounce back against whatever it is. But then the flu just like, wow, just comes. Now think about 20 times that's the coronavirus.
Ooh, and the flu is a not fun thing to go through. But the ordinary flu that we all can handle, even if we don't have the vaccine, we can handle it. I just got my first flu shot, though, because of Johnny was talking to me about it, and I'm glad I did. But, you know, people used to die from that strain. You know, I mean, so it's going to evolve. So we're going to be able to be more protected, and we just so happen to have to go through it now, which is just like, you know, how you think, oh, it's not going to happen in my lifetime. Well, here it is. It is happening. But I have one other little weird point that I thought about. I thought, you know what? This President Trump sure gets lucky a lot, because every time they're focusing on something very negative that's going on in his with him, and something happens and everybody forgets about it, and like totally their attention is shifted on something completely different. And did anybody else think of that? Like, nobody's thinking about the impeachment trial or anything at all like that right now. And whatever he's doing right now could give him a lot of glory or not.
Well, I don't know much, but if I ask the question, is the coronavirus being used to bring advantage to this administration, I get a no. So no. And, you know, I don't think anyone would wish this on anyone. I think we can safely say that the majority of the people in the world are sane and don't want this weaponized as or to lose the control that it lost. And its origins weren't even from the United States of America. The origins of it were from another part of the world on the opposite side of the world. So
this is what go on.
No, it's your. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry.
Okay, I don't want to interrupt your thought, but I'll get back. You can go along with what you're saying after I say this. But there's actually two positives to all this. One. You know, this old virus originated because of bad civil rights. If China had better civil rights, they would have been able to handle it a lot quicker. And two, you know, when you compare it to 9/11, what?
I get a no on that.
Oh, and
I tested that statement, and I get a no.
Yeah, okay. I wouldn't think that either.
About
it's
civil
not a
rights.
Hate crime. It's a virus. Yeah.
No,
I don't
I'm not saying it's a hate crime. I'm saying that, yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is that because we live in a country where the truth is easy to find out with diseases, and China is in a country where it's easy to hide things. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to say. And also another thing is that 9/11 – You know, 9/11 was something that was started with by hate. This wasn't. You know, this is just something that we need to come together. Oh. But the only really answer to this is love. And, you know, we need help with each other. You understand?
I do. And I really, you two are making the most perfect energetic statements. And it segues, and you don't even know what reading I did here. I'm just a channel. But the two of you are really picking up on the accords of this reading, and that's an excellent point, Jonathan, because this is going to create new beginnings. I mean, out of everything bad that happens, something good can come of it, although we would prefer that nothing happen bad to people or animals, but this is the beginning of creativity and people starting their own businesses, making lemonade out of lemons. That's how bitter this is. And the point you just made, this was the overtone that my guides showed me about the reading. And Jonathan, you nailed it. It's love. It's love is the answer. And they showed me, I wrote love is the answer. And we all talk about love every day. You know, we tell people we love them because we do, but love is the answer to this coronavirus, and that might make people bristle or, you know, come on, do better. But that was what came from it. And then to the side, they had me write unity. And that's what's going to happen.
I love that. World
I know,
unity.
It gives me chills. Yes.
Wow.
And people working together. So I asked them, I said, when will this happen? Where will it happen? How will it happen? So it's coming to the answers are coming together in the United States and the UK. And it's coming together this year. It's happening right now. So April, August, and November are poignant months for, I guess you could call them milestones of success in overcoming coronavirus. And you all are describing the how. The two of you are describing tonight how it's going to happen. You are so right.
That's wonderful. Wow. Well, what about the little questions? I'm sure there's people out there, but I want to ask you a little question. I'm
okay.
from Washington State, where I grew up, and that's where my mom lives. I haven't even announced it or told anybody on air, but she has a disease, idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis. IPF, and it's a lung disease. The idiopathic means they don't know how anybody's getting it. And 50,000 people in America per year die of this, more than breast cancer. And so she really has to be careful, because if she's in her early 70s, that I don't know if that's considered elderly, but they have to be careful. And anybody who has already a susceptible, like, you know, a disease, weakened immune system, they have to be very careful. So thank goodness they moved way out there into eastern, like, Washington and Grand Coulee, where they don't even have taxi cabs, and she has this big, beautiful home and isolated. Thank goodness she went to Hawaii and came back before all of this happened. But here's my question. Am I going to be okay? I want to see my mother. She told me she has 1 to 2 years left to live. This has been devastating news to me, obviously. We're very close. Well, I'm going there. I actually can go there anytime because now all the schools are closed. But for spring break, I was going to go there in April to Washington to see my mother. And then guess what? I was going to have to go from there to Toronto, Canada for an appearance as a fembot for Austin Powers. And now that today just was canceled because there was borders. Mm. So now I get to be with my mom. But is that all going to go okay, where I can be with my mom? I really want to be with my mom. I have to fly there, obviously.
Yeah, I got a yes. And you'll get a deal on your airfare. And your mom doesn't leave here until over 3 years. So I 3 years.
Oh, thank you.
Five, six. Yeah, 3 years, 5 months. I'm picking up. Your mom's so strong. And she's like, you know, we look at her and she looks willowy. Like her energies, anyway. I don't know if she is, but she's so strong, and she keeps telling me that to see you and Priscilla, it will be like medicine to her bones.
Okay, good. Well, she's so little; she's like 5'2", but she is connected to oxygen.
Okay.
100-foot wire, and that was really horrible for me to see that, because you know the year before she's out there on the lake water skiing. On one ski, and snow skiing, and you know, she's always been athletic and a leader of groups and smart, and she doesn't even have to. She has a wonderful husband takes very good care of her, but she still was such a doer that to see her, but she's okay with it. She's okay with, I guess it's called retirement anyway. Sometimes they just want to rest. But still, she is confined. But everybody else is going to be confined. So I'm thinking she's not going to feel so alone anymore, because everybody's going to have to be living kind of like she is. I really feel that this is really good for her.
Oh, you know what this has done? It has even the playing field for everybody. It's almost like a universal restart, because they kept showing me reset, reset, restart, new beginnings, creating. And it's such a great thing, even though it's a morbid thing, just like you were describing going to the stores. I told Rich, my husband Rich, when we got home yesterday, we ran some errands because we never go anywhere. We're like your mom. We're always home. I work from my home, and Rich's office is not far from here. So we have a very small footprint, and I tell my clients, I have a small footprint. You know where I am. So the isolation is a familiar thing for us, in as much as your mom. It's a new beginning. It's leveled the playing field for everyone. I think universe, you can say universe, creator, God, source, has done this. And not,
this is
not,
so
I'm
interesting.
Not saying, well, not created the virus, but you know how people will mean something poorly for you. They mean the worst for you. They want the worst for you, and you come out a winner. You come out like a beautiful rose. It's, you can't do that to people and hope
not
that
anymore,
their
right?
Target. Yeah, no, it's not. You can't. It doesn't work that way. Universe is not going to support that. You know what you
and
what,
I felt
what
that.
Yes. Yes.
Vanessa, I felt that love that you guys are talking about, and yes. Later on, maybe there's going to be more of watch out with the crime because people are going to buy up everything. And the people who usually shop at the 99-cent store because that's what they can afford. They can't afford ground turkey meat for $35 when it's normally $6. Okay, now that I can see happening if that happens. But when I was at this store, when I felt like in the Twilight Zone yesterday, I felt the love. Like if somebody brushed up against you, it wasn't rude, and like they weren't in a hurry and rude. They were like love, like caring, like we are in this together. Wow, look around. We're all in shock. Let's band together. I really felt an energy of love, and I did today as well.
That's really nice.
Elsie and I, we went to Marshall's. We went to the 99-cent store. We went to another store because she had to get out and. You know, I just wanted to get her out, and I was curious. And so I went, and it wasn't like the big chain, and there was more food. And I was thinking, okay, America is not going to starve, but we might be turning into a vegetarian. But, we'll get thin because there's no bread. And we're going to be vegans because there's no eggs and cheese. But, oh, my gosh, there is food. So, wow. This is so interesting, your reading, you sharing this reading, because I'm feeling it.
I'm so glad because I'm just a channel, but I did check the accuracy of this reading, and it's 94% accurate. So I'm glad I've got good guides that show me what's going on. But what I was amazed was, I was expecting a gloom and doom reading, and I was going to talk to you and Jonathan about, because Jonathan and you both know, Barbara, that I always do a reading before a show so that maybe that reading is for a caller. But this reading was for everyone listening to Life, Laughter, and Happiness. Life, Laughter, Happiness.
Wow.
So it is. It's for anyone that can hear these words. But it's the opportunity. And the key to this is that we remain positive. And that we have a level of decorum and patience and politeness, that we are acceptable. And that, you know what I tell my clients, and I always say this in my other show on Full Soul Readings, is to be blinded with ego is just, you don't get to see people or the world the way Creator, Universe, God intended. You have to tell ego and id, to step out. And when you do that, it's almost like you can breathe deeply and you can take that. I think, listen, Barbara, the reason I think that you were picking up certain vibrations yesterday with Elkie when the two of you were out shopping was you. It was you. Your vibration.
Well, she actually yesterday, she did not go. She wasn't well enough to go. But today she went. So yesterday when I was in the Twilight Zone when I went because I hadn't even turned on the TV for 5 days because I was by her side at the hospital. But I got home and then we needed things and I went. Of course I've heard this and that, but going you might see pictures here and there, and you don't know where exactly that is, and somebody has sent me a picture of an aisle that was empty. But when you see that for yourself, that was an impact. And I was I got home, and I was just like, Priscilla, maybe we shouldn't even tell her because she's trying to recuperate right now, and this is big time. And I took pictures. Tons of pictures, tons of aisles. They were empty.
Yeah.
Empty. And they were closing early, too. They were usually open until 1 a.m. They were closing in 10 minutes. It was almost 11. And it was just like, okay, if this was my main big grocery store, what are the other ones like? So then when I went out to those, yeah, it was a little less, but not as bad. So that was a relief. But, oh, my goodness,
yeah.
I did stock up on some things, though, but it was not toilet paper. What is this whole thing with the toilet paper? Why is everybody so worried about the toilet paper?
It's isolation.
God.
It's, I don't know.
I want to say something. I have a joke. If you guys want to hear a good joke, then we can take a call. Are you ready for this joke?
Okay. Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
This very gorgeous lady, blonde, wearing a mini skirt and a low cut dress, walks up to the bar, and she says to the bartender, "Can I please speak to the manager?" And she literally pulls him by the shirt and pulls him up to him. And she goes, "I want to speak to him." And then the bartender is like mesmerized by this beautiful blonde. And he says, "I was just wondering." And the bartender goes, "I don't know where he is. I don't know where he is." So she starts running her hands all over his face. And you know, she starts running her fingers inside out of his mouth and everything, and all the way up out of his neck and down his stomach and everything. Mm. And she goes, "Well, can I please speak to the manager? I have an important question to ask him." And then the bartender goes, "Well, what do you want to know?" And then she leans in really close, and she goes, "We're out of hand soap, toilet paper, and the women's washroom."
Oh, gosh.
That'll
what
make
a turn off.
Remember to go to the store.
Yeah. But, so, are you ready to take a caller?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, good. That's real. This is 1111. This is an unidentified call. You're on the air.
Oh.
Thank you.
Hi, you're on the air with Vanessa.
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
My name is Trish, and I didn't know, do you want a specific question or do you want to do something general? What would you prefer?
Oh, whatever you have, Trish, is fine.
Okay.
Whatever your question is.
I'm looking for some insight around a legal situation with my home. Wondering if you can pick up anything.
Well, that is pretty general. Could you help me? You're trying to find out if you're going to succeed with this lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay, I get a yes on that. Can you tell me what the numbers are? Just the numbers. I don't need the street name.
Three.
Just three?
Yes.
Okay. That is, whenever I see three, I think of change. So you're wondering if you're going to win. Obviously it's money. So are you trying to recoup money from an investment with the house?
I'm trying to recoup money from a contractor.
Okay. Let me see. So let me douse, because right now I'm seeing that you get 50% back, and I know you want more than that. So let me see where this is going. So is it more than 60%? So down to the molecular and cellular level, I want to know what Trish gets back in this lawsuit. By the way, the judge finds favor with you. I guess you're picking up on that or know that. 65, 80, 83, 40. It's looking good. Let's see. You're going to get upwards of, I know you want all of it back, plus you want some award. And he's thinking about that. The judge is thinking about that, by the way. He says your case is well presented. But right now I'm picking up that you get 92% back.
Oh, that's
on
great.
What you invested. Yes, I can tell there's a real shift in you, too. They were showing me that you said that the house number is number 3. That tells me a lot. It tells me it's a, to me, when I see the number 3 solely alone, it's half of 8, which, and 8's the wealth number. And I won't go into my principles and modalities. I don't want to bore you. But I was asking, you know, they were showing me half, at least half is coming. But the judge is saying that you made an excellent and fair and equitable presentation. It also, I'm shown that you communicated well with this vendor. But everything you said was just ignored. Does that make sense?
Yes. And what's been frustrating is I haven't actually been able to present the case because it's been postponed 5 times from flu.
Is this mediation? Okay.
Yeah, yes, but that's actually what it's supposed to be going to court for, is to force mediation. And then the judge has the flu, both the lawyers had the flu, and then the judge had a medical emergency, and it just has been postponed after postponed.
Oh, dear. Well, just know that no one has forgotten you. And we were just talking earlier about how this flu, this virus, and all these illnesses are creating a reset point. So don't even worry about it. They're showing me you drinking tea, and it's like you can't even have your tea, whatever it is, a coffee or something, and you just get indigestion from thinking about this. But you come out on top. It's going to be okay. I just got confirmation
great.
On that, too.
Great.
Are you breathing again, Trish?
Pardon me?
Are you breathing again, Trish?
Well, I'm learning to.
Okay.
Good.
It's going to be okay. You come out on top. I'm really proud of you. So no one has forgotten you. They're on your side.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
That's so great. You know what? Thanks for calling, Trish. You know what? When you talk about the numbers, though, I find it so fascinating. I don't get bored
too.
At all. No,
remember
you were talking about house numbers or apartment numbers.
Yes.
I give you a number to see what you think about this number? Okay.
Yes.
It goes with a letter, so I'm not giving everything away. Okay. 11.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That is what we call a master number. It can also reduce or add, if you will, to the number 2. But it means love. So a master number is a great number to have. I, too, am a master number. But if you reduce it, 1 plus 1 is 2. It's a terrific number to have. For example, if Trisha's house was number 2, there would be love there, great relationships, and prosperity prosperity would come, but because that's a lot of continuity between 2 people. When you have 2 people who are aligned, master number 11 or number 2, you can't go wrong. You just have a lot of success because you have 2 people who have same energies, combined energies. I mean, it's just a winner.
But hers was a 3, which equals change, means change.
It does to me in this reading. Also, if you look at the number 3, it's half of the number 8. You know, if you add a number 3 reverse, it makes an 8. Does that make sense? If you have a number 8, you cut the number 8 in half, you have a 3. See,
Is this called numerology?
It's numerology, but yes, it is. And because her house, Trisha's house, is 3, it tells me about affluence. In other words, a single digit in an address is affluent. And I didn't get to that part. You know, and you hear Trish. Trish is no nonsense. You hear that in her vibration? She's very efficient. And you could tell that she manages people and money And she, you don't, you, if you tell Trish something, she's going to take you for the face value and kind of give you some wiggle room, you know, to mess up. But if you ignore Trish or treat Trish poorly or ignore her requests, and these are good requests that she made, it's not going to go well. It's not, and she doesn't have to do anything, but she's going to hold you accountable. And
well, you know what was interesting? Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off, but you seem to remember your thoughts, and I don't. So I just wanted to say, when you said, "Can you breathe now?" and she, I heard her completely let out a sigh, and then she's like, "I'm learning to," but she did breathe. She breathed. Did you hear that?
Well, she was. Yeah, she. Well, she's
Trish,
very.
Are you still there?
Very,
I am still here.
Yes, you did. Breathe. You let out a breath, and you're like, "Well, I'm trying to," but you did it. So accept it, and you know, embrace it, and let it work for you. Yes,
it was
good.
It was a breath of relief of hearing good news, and it was a reminder that I need to do that.
Good.
Yeah. When we're in tense situations, so this is kind of easier not to breathe sometimes. It's like one more extra thing to do, but breath is pretty important. Oxygen's just kind of a thing we need, but you've been holding your breath a long time because you've had a lot of what they say a shoe dropping. It's like, what next? What now? Oh, what next? That's what you've been dealing with. And it was interesting because, Trish, you kept showing me a cup of tea or a cup of coffee, and it was like, you can't even enjoy that. It's like all the simple pleasures in life kind of went out the window.
Yeah, in fact, because I haven't been taking the time to enjoy them, as you pointed out, I now have awful heartburn.
Yeah, I saw that. Indigestion. They showed that to me. But you know what? I'm going to tell you, when people have strategies against us, it does not go well for them. And I'm going to do this about this contractor. We're going to send all of the lies and misrepresentations and big fat stories that he sent at you back to him now, because that's not you, that you have to manage that. And I'm hearing from everybody in my with my guides that you did everything right and you have done everything within your power. And it's like you're at the end of yourself. I think they say it at the end of your rope. But and look at all the people that have been so diligent in helping you manage this case, but there was illness. This
right.
I don't think the vendor got sick. The contractor didn't seem to get ill. But we have to send all that back to them because you didn't sign up for that.
No,
so,
absolutely not. I mean, it's been a chronic headache.
Oh yeah, have you? You know, that's another thing. When people have psychic headaches, well, they call them migraines. People will tell me, "Well, I can't talk to you because I have a migraine," and I honor that. But what it is that there's a something going on where there's an issue with somebody that other individual is thinking very, very untoward thoughts, very, very negative, nefarious things towards, for example, the person that gets the migraine. And you have to reverse that and send it back to that person. Thoughts become things. Thoughts become thought swords, and they will pierce you and cause you to be ill. And that's what that guy did. You know why? Because you said no to his lies. You were speaking truth, and he was speaking just, I guess, venom is what we'll say it is. He's lying. So we have to send it back to him.
Okay.
And that's powerful.
You feel better.
Right.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's very powerful. And what you said to me, Vanessa, on our private phone call the other day regarding my friend Elkie, which is a whole nother show in our near future. Everybody's going to hear about it. I got the go-ahead that I can talk about it. But,
okay.
Wow, ever just improved. Like, it was amazing.
Oh, good.
Like every
oh,
single
good.
Hour. Every single
oh, good.
Morning, it was just like, whoa, from that to
oh,
this
so
in 8 days, this this was absolutely amazing. But she, I want to tell you that I heard, when I was at the hospital, I heard her, and she could hardly even speak at that time. And she was saying under her breath, "I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful." And her head hurt so badly. And she had learned previously, she was really into positive thinking, that if you say, "I'm grateful," and give out the gratitude, it will come back to you. And it did. And she didn't, I told her, "I heard you doing that." She does not even remember doing that.
Interesting.
Wow. Isn't that powerful?
It is. It was in her subconscious to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also a soul contract that she set up in advance. You know, when we come to this world, we're equipped with a set of soul contracts. And that was one that she had a predestined date with, to say aloud from her subconscious, "I am grateful." And look, she didn't even remember saying it. But it's, that's really good that she has that ingrained in her.
Yes.
In her, yeah.
It's
she's a very unique person. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
You and Jonathan have such a great set of friends and relatives and families. It's just amazing.
Thank you.
So
Johnny
like to...
really has an amazing, amazing family. That is definitely true.
Yes,
and so do I, but oh, wow, he really does. What, Johnny?
Would you like to
what
take the caller? Yeah. Would you like to take the caller?
Oh, yes, that'd be fine.
Okay. All right. 619 is next.
619, you're live on the air with psychic medium Vanessa Orr. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, and hello, Vanessa, and
hello,
everybody. I love your show. It's so much fun to listen to you guys. My name
Thank
is
you.
Anne.
Thank you.
Vanessa, I'm not actively looking, but I'm hoping that this special person will come into my life and I will have a long-term partnership. I was just wondering if it will happen this year or not.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. It was funny because I always do pre-readings before the show, and this love reading kept kind of trying to push its way into the other reading that I did about, we were talking about the coronavirus reading that I did, but this love reading kept coming up. I'm just going to give you an overall yes to that. I do see that a gentleman coming, and he's taller. And I asked just now, do you know him? And I get a yes on that. Are you someone who reads a lot of books?
Yes, I do. I read books.
Yes.
And I used to work in the library. Yes.
Okay. You will be surprised who this is. He knows that you read books, and he is an admirer of yours. Do you know him? I get a yes.
I know a couple friends, male friends, but I think he's not available, but I'm not sure because
let me test
a couple of months ago.
Well, let me just test. Is he not available? I do get a yes on that. If I ask, is he married, I get a yes. Does that make sense?
I don't know for sure because I was under the impression that he was, but I don't have to ask that many questions.
I can see that. Well, you're a very private person, and you're very honorable towards others. If I'm picking up energies about his thoughts towards you, I do get a yes. He admires your tenacity, and he seems very straightforward. Now, I'm going to say this. Whether we're married or not, obviously it's very important, and I preach it all the time in my shows, that and my clients, is that we honor vows. But I was shown that you know this man from another lifetime. I get a yes on that. And that you are being very respectful of the borders in this lifetime because you are not united in marriage. I'm picking up yes, yes, yes. I mean, I can't make this stuff up, but it's what they're showing me. So what they show me is one thing, but I go a step further. I test. So there's this man. There is another man coming behind this guy, and he is single. But he is a little shorter, and he's a little lighter in build. He has dark hair. And can I ask you something? Do you live in an area that gets snow?
No.
You do not?
No, I live in the area with no snow. It's Southern California. Yeah, we have no snow here.
No snow. Okay. Well, I kept seeing both these guys in sleeveless vests, flannel vests, I guess, is what these are. I just saw both of them. So I thought maybe it was a climate where snow is present. But, anyway. So there are two. You have two people that would like to align with you. And you are very permission-based. So if you would like to align with the second gentleman that I saw, he's lighter in build, he's very nice, he's very well-kempt, and he's very polite. So,
yeah, I know
you know him.
Because I do not meet new people at this time, and after coronavirus, I'm not even going. I'm not going outside much, so I'm just not
right.
going to public places. But what I'm looking for, definitely looking for someone single. I'm not interested in someone who is committed and married. I'm not into this kind of relationship.
This other gentleman is not married. So what I was going to suggest, you have an admirer with the first man, okay? And I know you know him. The second man, you're aware of him. Do you know him? I don't get a yes on that. I get a no. But I'm going to tell you this. When you get off the phone with us, get a clean sheet of paper and a blue ink pen and write down what you want in a gentleman with whom you can have a lovely relationship. I'm going to tell you a short story. My husband says I don't know short stories, but I'm getting better at it. And it goes like this. Last night, mm-hmm. you know, he has his own company. I have my own company. And we've all gone through this coronavirus-induced market crash. And so it affects everything out there in all the sectors. So I tell him, honey, I'm going to see you at the Kitchen Island at 5, and we're going to sit down and we're going to write out the list. And that's what you're going to do. You're going to sit down with a date with yourself and write down everything that you want and need for this gentleman. Just like Rich and I do it for what we need for our companies and his employees, we sit down and we write down everything we want and need, and that's what you're going to do for this gentleman. Because you see why? He wants to align with you too. He doesn't know how to do the things that you do, but you are the one that's in charge of this, and you are the one that's going to write down the list of what you need and want in a gentleman. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Do you have a sister?
No, I don't.
You've never had a sister? Then who is the friend that's like a sister?
Not anyone that close, no.
Okay. Well,
When I was a child, it was different, but in the last 20 years, I didn't have anyone that close, no. Just regular friends.
Okay. Well, there's someone very special that is on this side of, it's not deceased, but it's a woman that wants to be a friend of yours, or I thought was a friend of yours, and she will be part of this connection. Can I tell you something that I pick up in your vibration? It's that you really control your vibration. In other words, there's been a lot of vacillation. There's this scale called the Edwards scale, and it's an Edwards scale computation between 0 and 1,000. And you've been vacillating up and down this scale. And so I'm going to tell you something. You are a vibrant, lovely, intelligent woman. And I'm going to set your vibration high. It's kind of like when we get on an elevator and we would like to go to the penthouse. So to get to the penthouse, we have to go up in the elevator. And that's what we're going to do with your vibration, because it looks to me like your vibration's a little low. And I would like to see your vibration higher so that we can attract some really good friends and a terrific boyfriend. It's time for you to have people in your life, coronavirus or not.
You see that these single men will come into my life this year?
Yeah. And I got a yes on that. Hold on. Let me see. Is it April, May, June, July? It looks like July. It looks like July. So your vibration, can I ask you something? Have you gone through a very difficult time of loss recently, like in the last two years?
Yes, I've been through a very difficult time. There is a difficult situation that I'm very glad that it ended. Well, it could be worse, so I think it kind of ended. And
okay.
That's why it's like several months really difficult. But now I think
it's
supposed to get better.
Well, you're a very bright woman, and I enjoy speaking with you. But I noticed that you, as a psychic medium, I pick up on things that most people probably would not. So it's a vacillation in that vibration. So I'm going to give you a little tip, and I'm going to do some work here for you after the show. Okay? It's my honor. I do this for people all the time, and it's, and then I go back and just make sure it's still, you know, in motion and, you know, it's still how I set it up according to what spirit would want. And what it is that you're vacillating under 600 on this 1,000-point scale, and we want you higher. We want you up at the penthouse, you know, if you can work with me on that. I'm going to ask to reset your vibration to 875 from below 600. It looks like you're vacillating around 583. And you know what? I want you to let go of the grip so I can do that tonight. I'm also going to guarantee you that you're going to sleep better. You haven't been sleeping well. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I had problems with the sleep. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Well, those days are officially over. So I'm going to be changing your vibration with your permission, and I think you're fine with that. You and I are in the elevator going up to the penthouse, and so I'm going to change your vibration from that 583 up to 875, and I'll probably lift it higher. Before I get on Life, Laughter, and Happiness every day every other week with Barbara and Jonathan, I sit here and I test my vibration, and I'm going to tell you why. I want to help Life, Laughter, Happiness have the best show ever, and I want to be prepared if someone wants to have a reading and or talk with a loved one on the other side. And I can't do that if I'm a low vibration, and you can't do any of that if you're sitting around at 500 and, you know, what was it, 83 points. You've got to get a higher vibration so we can get these guys to come meet you.
Yeah, it would be great.
Well, then
proactive.
Oh,
gotta be proactive.
Yes. Just write down on the paper that your vibration is
definitely true.
Yes. I want you to write down that it's 875. And if you want to write that as higher, if you want to write that as higher, please do that because I'll be working here in Texas for you.
Oh, yeah. Go for the guy who is in Vanessa, would it be safe to say? And unless something changes with the taller man who is married, probably, or the lighter built man that is available, what should she do? Is something that she should focus on or just open herself up and not worry about all the little things like that?
Well, you know, it's okay to worry about those little things, if you will, but just write down exactly what you want in a man. And I mean down to the color of the eyes and, you know, the just everything and what he does, or, you know, the general thing of what he does for a living. And just write down what comes to your heart, and I will fix the rest. But I'm going to tell you, this guy that I saw, he has such an affinity and appreciation for you because he says you work hard and you're smart and you're very nice. And he says you're very polite and a lovely individual. And I thought that was very nice. And he presents as a taller man around.
Well,
so,
and you know what? That is nice to be appreciated and loved. That is what turns me on. when somebody loves me, that is like, it's kind of like an aphrodisiac type thing for me.
It is. It's pretty healing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. And Vanessa, what did you do with this list? What did you do with this list? Keep it or burn it or just...
Oh, right. You're so smart. No, don't burn that. Fold it towards you 3 times.
Okay.
Okay, and then you turn the paper 90 degrees, and you fold it towards you 3 times. Now, you can put it in a favorite, but put it in your handbag. Put it in your handbag, okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you something. Everything you write down on that paper will come to you. That's, you know, my husband is, he is so good to me, and he will listen to me about sitting down and writing out what we want, and it happens. And it's amazing.
Wow.
It's amazing the success story that you can write for yourself because you're rewriting the book of life for yourself. It's an edit. We're doing an edit, you know? So that last marriage you were in, you were the one that he was supposed to follow. He was supposed to follow your lead. And you were the kindness and the caregiver in that situation. And he erred, and he's made a mistake about losing you. So I'm going to ask you this. If you don't want to participate with him in another lifetime, make it so by saying it. But if you're okay with participating with him in another lifetime, let it go because he's insisting on following you to another lifetime. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It does.
There's older souls and younger souls, and you're an older soul, and he's not quite a developed soul, and you were here to shepherd him. Were you his shepherd, do you think? Were you his leader, do you think? Did you try to help him?
I tried to help many people, so it's hard to say. I usually try to help many people.
Well, I'm talking about your ex. Okay. Well, it's probably too much information, but anyway, I guarantee you, if you do that, it will come to be.
Okay.
That's wonderful.
That's wonderful.
And you know
that's
what,
wonderful.
Vanessa? I always love it. I do love it so much when you talk about your husband and the kind of relationship that you have together. Because you know what, it's like so many people settle just because they want to be married and they have to be married. They can't be alone. And you know what? Why should we do that? Why not let the universe get the tools, learn the tools you're teaching us, and then have the right person as our partner? And it's going to be worth the wait.
I have a question for Vanessa about something. This is going to sound kind of strange, but I saw something today that it would allow me to have my own TV channel.
Yeah. Okay, so what's the question? Is it
legit or not? I mean, you're saying is it possible?
Is it legitimate?
Yeah.
I'm getting a yes, but they're also cautioning me to
let's see.
Were you talking to a guy about this?
I was talking to a guy about it. Guy or guide?
Yeah, that's what. A guy. It was a man I saw, and
I got
the cap. You need capital to start it. Are you thinking about starting it? But it's capital that you need. But let's see. Are you thinking about starting it late summer?
I just read about it today. I mean, you know, it would be neat to have something like that, you know, to branch out for the show, you know. So, I mean,
I don't see anything stopping. Yeah, I don't see anything stopping you. And I do see, looks like women coming to participate on the show with you, like on the show in front of the camera. That's what I'm picking up.
And you know, it's sort of funny. I just thought I'd ask Barbara. If I do this, I'd like to get the help of a Playboy Playmate, Barbara. Do you know any?
Oh, Johnny, you're so funny. You know what? I'd have to get a lot more details before I answer that.
I would like your help, Barbara.
I'm so curious about this. Johnny,
thank
you for your patience. Poor Johnny, though, this whole week I have been so focused on something else, my friend getting better, and he's used to having my undivided attention every night, every day,
and
on a phone call, and I haven't been there, and I'm like, I feel for you, Johnny, I feel for you, and now you come out with this, like, oh, I could have my own TV channel, and okay, that is wonderful. I'm so proud of you, Johnny, because Vanessa, he used to get downtrodden and he used to get depressed. And you know what? He said, since we've been working together, he's learned, no, be happy. Everything is happening for a reason. And there's no reason to get down. And, you know,
I
promise to always be here for him. And you know what? I'm so proud of you, Johnny. I really am. Because you could have been easily depressed. And no, you're not. I'm really proud of you.
But I'm curious. I mean, would you be able to help me out if I start something like this, Barbara?
Well, of course. Don't I help you out with everything that you ask?
Right.
Within
okay.
reason? No.
I mean, I guess what I'm worried about is, I just what it is that's been down, making me down, is how this whole coronavirus, like, I don't want it to affect the photo shoot, and I don't think it will. I know that you say that the energy is sort of not happening, but something tells me it is going to happen in May.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
heaven's sakes. Okay, this is how I see Johnny's life, period. He has been isolated for so many years, and that. So the coronavirus would never really affect him unless maybe a food delivery guy or something or a pizza delivery guy had it and somebody touched something wrong. But he's led this isolated life for so many years. And finally, he has this great opportunity to fly out to California from Florida to have a photo shoot with me. We planned this whole thing. He's purchased his plane ticket and now this. And so, I mean, you got to feel for the guy. And, you know, and now he's like, oh, no, this my dream might not happen. it's so sad.
I mean, what
but
do you,
you
think
know,
about that?
People are with me, normally friends of mine. And when I want something to happen, it happens. But let's ask Vanessa what she thinks.
Well, it's a reset right now that all of us are going through. And isolation is such a great thing because it provides solitude. And there's nothing better than solitude because then you can hear yourself think. You can regather. You can recoup. You can protect yourself from outside forces. So isolation is the most fabulous thing. We refer to it as solitude. And, we've seen that Jonathan going through this, his mind is not idle. His mind is very creative, yes, and he looks at asset bases of other people and other things and says, how can I incorporate that? And it's really quite bright because it's more of a producer platform. I would guess that's how a producer sees the assets of knowledge, talent, and physical talent, and, you know, just talented people, and says, I know how to create something around that will bring enjoyment. And you know what? Let's talk about money and reward. So that's what you do, you. But, you know, in another lifetime, I think I've told you, Jonathan, you were doing that for, you know, as a knight. And in another lifetime, you were doing that for people, taking care of people. And it's followed you to this lifetime, but you in this lifetime you didn't want to be out so much among the people. You wanted the people to come to you, and then an isolated life has created a life of solitude, which has allowed you to be a creative thinker.
That's wonderful.
Now, you said that you
And you know what?
See,
that's crazy.
But you didn't
well,
see,
that make
you
sense?
Told me,
or
Vanessa just, told me a few times that she does not see the photo shoot happening on May 27th.
Yeah.
When do you see it happening?
Well, it looks like June. June 16th is coming. I don't want to, like, hold my feet to the
well,
fire on that.
Fine.
But,
that's
yeah.
fine. That's not too much later.
No.
You know what is so funny, though? Because Johnny has led more of an isolated life, and then I've thought that. I want the isolated life, but I am thrust in front into the spotlight, and I'm a Leo, and I have heard that Leo's, okay, if we're thrust in, yes. Okay, once it's happening, yes, we love it. And, you know, the dancing performance, yes, when it's happening, it is wonderful. But most of the time, it's like, okay, I have said lately, I just need, can I just please have 5-10 minutes of no questions and just nobody around me, and I just find a corner where I can just be alone, please. I've always been that way. So I love it. And I was thinking, you know what, this wouldn't be hard for me to be isolated. I, you know, with all of the social media outlets these days, you can have so many friends, and it's live, and people can see each other, and you can control it. In fact, we're involved in a new thing right now, Johnny and I, that has come upon me, and I'm sharing it with him, which has been a moneymaker. So that is wonderful. I can handle it. I think that Johnny is just worried, and shouldn't he just let that go? Don't have worry. Everything's going to work out. You're going to meet me. You're going to come out here. It's going to happen. Or, Vanessa, should we say, we're going to meet each other in person. Maybe I have to go to him. I don't know. What are you seeing?
Right now I get a no on that. But
okay.
I do get a no on that. But I think that's
good.
Really,
I want him to come to me.
Yeah. It's there's a lot of resources there. But when I ask May 27th, which is also Jonathan's birthday, it's
the day before.
I've asked. Oh, it was the day before. So when I ask about it, it's like I'm still getting to know. But they were showing me June 16th, and they were also showing me June 23rd, which is just 1 week later. But I'm going to say it again, is that right now this whole situation where we're all home watching what's going to happen, be sure to protect yourselves from other people, not just for illness, but if they might see something that they want that you have. That's one thing.
Okay.
Two, that will subside because this is a level playing field being brought in, and it will give your businesses the opportunity. Because if you remember the reading earlier, it's talking about entrepreneurial options and opportunities, and not to squander these opportunities. So be vigilant in seeing that opportunity, and that's coming for you, Jonathan. The television is coming. It looks like August, and if you remember the reading, the coronavirus, I guess you could say like the good months, the important months, or the month of shift and transformation, April, August, which is Barbara's month, and November. I have said this before about Barbara. Barbara has a very good head for business and marketing. You're just a natural at it, and you know how to hit key points. And it's all going to be very easy for the two of you to work through the creative side and the business side and put, if you are pursuing the television, it will be fine. It will work out well. I get a yes on that.
Okay,
especially now. This is the year. This year and next year. But this is the year. It doesn't look like opportunity. Everybody's not even thinking about that. And I have been saying to my clients and to my husband for a long time, I said the manufacturing is coming back to the United States. It must. if we want to have answers, for example, in the vaccine, we can't have China making it. And I was astonished finding out how much of our ibuprofen and active ingredients in pharmaceuticals are made in China and shipped here. Those days are over.
Oh, that's good.
I know.
I was at the grocery store last night, and I said, okay, every time I'm trying to read your handmade sign, I step, and then the store slides in, and I cannot read it. What does it say? In and out, in and out. He's laughing. He said, it says this. Our hours are different. I go, whoa, look at these aisles. He goes, one good thing, we're doing great here. You know what I mean? The grocery stores are making a killing right now.
Everybody knows that I'm the psychic medium at the grocery store. I only go to one grocery store, and it's about a 4 or 5 acre store. It's amazingly beautiful, and they all know that I'm a psychic medium. But I'll tell you what, they usually when I come in, people will run up to me and say, "Hey, you know, how are you doing? And what do you see?" But there's none of that right now because it's all business. We're all business now.
Yeah.
So
wow.
This too shall pass, and we can't be troubled. And this reading for the coronavirus, it said the most amazing things. It said we're going to be sacrificing our time, which is what you're doing right now, Barbara. And we are going to be eliminating. Yes, I know. And believe me, what you sow, you reap. So it's all going to come back to you beautifully.
Okay, thank you. Attitude, my patience was running thin last night. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, can I do one thing at a time? Okay, the laundry list of things to attend to and take care of for you.
A lot of work.
Just like, gosh, wow. And then I woke up this morning and it was a new day and it was like a new person was in front of me. So that was good.
Wow.
I didn't know how much more of it I could handle, really.
That's a lot of work.
It was a good day. It was a good day. But then there are things like, okay, you send me this wonderful package to protect my home. And I want to be me, Barbara, who is writing thank you notes and mailing them to people who give me nice gifts. And you know what? And then I couldn't be myself and I couldn't do that. And I feel like, okay. But then I think, nope, Vanessa, she is psychic and she's so powerful. She understands. And this is this energy I feel like I have with you, which is wonderful. I love it.
Oh, I
want to thank you. And I'm grateful for that.
Oh, you're
so,
so
thank
welcome.
Thank you, Vanessa.
You know, Barbara, you're welcome, Barbara. And I'm going to say this. I think the reason that grid found its way to you was in advance of this happening with your friend Elkie. I mean, we had it installed for other reasons. You know, it was to obviously protect and prosper you, which it will do that. But it also, Elkie benefits from it.
How is Elkie? Okay, Elkie just sat down here. She was taking her nap, and literally, and I know our show is going over, but Vanessa literally just sat down here, and I was going to go into the other room. She's like, I'm not going to interrupt. Stay. Here she is, sweet Elkie. And you know what? Vanessa Orr is on live on our show, Life After Happiness, and I know you don't want to be on tonight. But she is about to explain, or maybe not explain, but she has proclaimed this is going to turn out really good for you. I told her it's going to be a transformation. What do you think? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts, Vanessa?
Oh, yeah. I remember I did a reading for Elkie, and I also sent Elkie Reiki. So that she could start healing. But she has been in relationships where she has given a lot of herself away in those relationships, her energy and her love, and it's not been returned to her. It's been taken from her. But Elkie is continually trying to prove herself, and she doesn't have to do that anymore. She is longing for change. And in order to propagate the change. I'm going to ask Elsie to love herself more and take no risks anymore and to have more quiet around her. And she's doing it because she was saying that she was calling in the positive energies and she didn't even really was, she wasn't aware of it. So she's on the right track. But the outcome for Elsie is
Did you hear her?
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Elke. You are a gift. Beautiful, amazing, intelligent woman. I have seen you and seen you and seen you for so long. So you
Thank
are a
you.
Gift to all of us. You're very welcome. And can I say this? Is that I say that there's no such thing as an accident. And I am hoping that you will say tonight that no more accidents can touch you ever again in this lifetime.
Thank you. This is my biggest wish.
Well, have you been grieving? Have you been really sad lately, Elke? Because
no,
that's
I'm
all
not.
Gonna
actually it's actually the opposite. It's the opposite.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know why God is punishing me with one thing after another one.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well,
I don't know. But let's not talk about it. I don't know.
Okay.
It's just, you know, if you get in an accident, you are always worried. I'm worried now. I'm worried again because my one eye is acting weird every day, differently. And so obviously everybody would be worried, right?
Yeah, be a little shy about, you know, yes, I understand that you would be reticent to do something risky. You're a successful person when it comes to taking risks. And those days are officially over because you have something greater coming to do. You're going through a time of transformation right now. That's the overall tone of what's going on around you. You're coming, you know, can I ask you something? You say that you weren't grieving, but were you not grieving over this accident or any other accident that you've experienced?
No, I'm over it. I'm pretty fast over it.
She's strong, the strongest person I know.
Yeah, I'm over it.
Amazing.
I'm actually happy.
I'm the one who has the post-traumatic stress disorder from the whole thing.
Yeah. Yes. And you went back and looked at the area where Elke fell.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, we have to do that.
I did it already.
But
she wasn't ready to do that yet.
But I have to do it because I don't remember nothing. I mean, nothing. Zero. Nothing.
Okay.
So
you scared.
Let's not talk about it right now anymore because it is. I don't know. I'm a little bit in the unknown, and I have horrible headaches, and I don't know.
And I'm Nurse Barbara, and I'm going to go.
Yeah.
And it's cast time for her. To be administered. And that's good that she's skipping the pain pills and she's going way past time. And everybody's listening, probably like, what in the world is happening with Elsie? But
right? So
another show.
I'll send some healing to Elsie's eye. I see what's going on, but we won't go into it since we're over time.
Oh, good.
And Elke has a really important assignment coming up, so her transformation is going to take her to that assignment.
Good. Okay. That's wonderful.
It was my honor to be on the show. Thank you for asking me. It's always my honor to be on your show. Jonathan.
Thank you.
And Barbara, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
And you've enlightened
us. Barbara.
And you've given us a lot of hope and positivity and a lot of education on what's going on in the world. And then it transfers into each individual person's life so well. You're amazing, Vanessa, and we're so, so very grateful to have you back with us often.
Well, I'm honored. I'm honored to be here, and I want to thank you for listening to the readings, and thank you for letting me do the readings, and thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Jonathan. I'm very humbled to be on your show, as always.
Okay. Yes. So, okay, so listeners, I want the listeners to, I'm doing the shout-out, to find Vanessa on soulreadings.com.
That's right.
Did I get that
right,
right, Vanessa?
You got
okay.
that. That's perfect. That's perfect.
Okay.
And,
and that's her
right.
website. And you can find her
that's
there.
Right.
And thank you so much. And just find us. And you can listen to this
thank
show
you,
and all of our other, you're welcome. All of our shows on our YouTube channel, Life, Laughter, Happiness. And we have our Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. And
awesome.
But how you find Vanessa Orr is mostly through your website. And you can book
yes, it is.
You through there and continue
yeah.
your longer readings and your psychic counseling there. And what are you most active on? You, Facebook's not working for you.
Instagram. Yeah, Facebook. Yeah, Facebook just wasn't working. And so I'm on Instagram. And I'm trying to figure out Twitter. So I am on Twitter, but I think I tweet myself, Barbara. I haven't figured it out. So, but I have nearly 11,000 followers on Instagram, and I have people who contact me all the time, and terrific people. And they also come to the shows. They listen to your show. They listen to my show. So, yeah.
That's awesome. And I heard that Johnny was on your show recently.
Yes, he was. It was awesome. I really appreciated that. It was a great show.
That's awesome. Well, and then we'll have to listen to that, everybody. So FullSoulReadings.com.
That's right. Full Soul Readings.
And,
yeah.
And you've had that show for a long time. And so it's so nice to promote and work together and be friends and help. And it's an absolute wonderful relationship that we are grateful to have.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I love it. And we're going to overcome this coronavirus. It's just a reset. I know it sounds like I'm understating it, but tonight's readings were just fantastic, and I think it shed a lot of light on the coronavirus. So here we go.
We
we're going to overcome
a lot better.
It.
Yep. Be strong, people. Yep.
All right.
Be strong. Work on yourself. All right. Thank you so much, Vanessa.
Thank you,
listeners, so much. And everybody have an absolutely wonderful night and wonderful Sunday.
Good night, Vanessa. Good night, Barbara.
Good night, Jonathan.
Thanks, Johnny.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye.